The Week That Was with Gaundy and Maz. It was a week of questionable stories on the show, and it wasn't Ed Cavalli being kicked off Studio 10 or the Veronicas who stole the show, but our very own Gaundy with this perler.
What sporty activity are you doing this afternoon?
Today,
I feel like you have a sporty activity planned for most days of the week.
Today I'm taking my wife Jamie's car in to get service, so I'm going to go pick that up after work. And then I'm driving it to the mechanic.
Yep.
And then I'm running from the mechanic
back
to my car at her work.
Run to your car.
Back to my car.
Drive your car where?
And then I pick her up when
she's
done.
You're going to pick her up in your car, get her car from the mechanic. Got it.
I tick off two boxes. I keep my wife happy. I get to do my thing.
Shorter answer would have been going for a run.
Yeah, we had a couple of minutes to kill, so I just sort of threw it in there before the end of the show.
Not one to be shown up by her co-host, Maz revealed to us an amazing new product she'd discovered that we just had to know about.
I have made a life-changing purchase. This is a proper game changer. Like, how did I even function as a human? Because this thing is so amazing.
Would you say a lot of people have it?
Brand new invention. Didn't even know this existed. It's a trolley saver. You know when you go to the shops now and you at some supermarkets you have to put a coin into the trolley to release the trolley from the pack of trolleys and you stick it in the trolley, go do all of your trolley things and then put it back on your keychain so you don't have to fumble around in the console of your car looking for a rogue $2 coin.
Yeah, I've got one of these things. Aldi sell them on the checkout right there. You can just grab one for like a dollar. You just grab one of the the checkout.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I paid $6 for mine.
Nah, I think they're like $1 or $2 from Audi. You can get them very easily.
Oh, legit.
Taking notes from the team, Hughie showed some slight improvement when he told us a captivating story about his wife, Holly. It was just his delivery that needed some work.
Actually, you know what? I've just remembered this. Her grandmother died on the day we were married.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, so sad and bittersweet.
It is sad, isn't it, Heather? Passed the morning of our wedding. So there you go. We still went on with the wedding because, you know, we booked the venue.
I wouldn't have told Holly till after the wedding. I would have let Holly have the wedding.
They didn't tell me, say, just by the way, don't tell your bride, but, you know, don't whisper in her ear as she walks down the aisle, by the way, your grandmother just died. But they decided to tell her, so, you know, and we powered through. So,
I mean,
That's what you want to do on your wedding day, is power through.
Oh, jeez.
It may have taken a while, but finally an epic story floated across the airwaves, and it came from listener Robin.
I accidentally sent an unsolicited nude to somebody. I was travelling interstate and I was on my way back. My car broke down, so I stayed at a hotel for the night. I was on my way home.
Yeah.
And my husband's like, ooh, nearly home. How about it? So I got all the lighting right. I got back nice. And I thought, ooh.
Nice.
I can go to sleep now. And my husband rang and said, where's my photo? And I went, you just wrote nice. And he went, that wasn't me. Accidentally sent it to the tow truck driver that took my car.
And that's the week that was with Gaundy and Maz.
Weekdays from 6 on your smart speaker or the Hit app.
Oh, and I should probably mention we kind of sold the horse on air.
We've done it!
Winston, we love you!
So, yeah, go grab the podcast. This is Hit.